You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the United Nations Security Council voted 13-0 in favour of US President Donald Trump's resolution for lasting peace in Gaza, although Russia and China chose to abstain. The plan includes vague references to Palestinian statehood in the future, along with the deployment of an international stabilization force in Gaza. Supporters of the resolution suggest it should lead to the immediate lifting of remaining opposition to the flow of aid into Gaza, and the creation of an international stabilization force would fill the vacuum left by the withdrawal of Israeli troops from the region, while allowing for immediate measures required to feed and protect the 2.2 million Palestinians living in the region. To discuss Donald Trump's latest plan for lasting peace in Gaza and what it means for Palestine and Hamas, I spoke with Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa co-chair John Minto. Firstly, what did you make of the UN Security Council voting to endorse this resolution?
Well, I think it's a bad move. This resolution is about the recolonization of Palestine. It's really about imposing on Palestinians a government not of their choosing. And it is a resolution which does not respect international law or the rights of Palestinians to self-determination in their own land. So from that point of view, it's bad for Palestinians. It really means that the colonization of Palestine will continue and Palestinians will be further marginalized from that process by the Americans with this resolution.
The reference to Palestinian statehood was a late addition to the draft after the US version didn't initially include it. Does that make you worried that it's not a serious proposal?
Exactly. The Americans don't want a Palestinian state, and because Israel doesn't want a Palestinian state, and Israel has been determined, and when I say Israel, I'm talking about the current Israeli government plus every other party, apart from one, I think, in the Israeli parliament. They do not support a Palestinian state. They want all of the land of Palestine and none of the Palestinian people. They are running an apartheid state at the moment. So there is no support inside Israel for a Palestinian state. In fact, there's hostility to it, and therefore the US doesn't want a Palestinian state. So Palestinians are left with the global solidarity movement, which represents the vast majority of humanity, on their side. But the governments of the world, particularly the Western elites and the Arab world, are not with Palestine.
Yeah, like you said, the current version of the Israeli government doesn't want a Palestinian state. One day before the vote, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his adamant opposition to the creation of that state. My question is, what kind of serious opposition can Netanyahu provide to this plan, and should that be taken as a threat?
Oh, it should. I think Netanyahu has a long history, and in fact Israeli leaders going back to 1948 have a long history of manipulating documents like this to grab the bits of them they want and reject the ones they don't want. So Israel will be working fiercely hard. They'll be lobbying really hard the US Congress and other Western leaders to try and get the bits of this document that they don't like just buried. So some things will be set aside. They'll be set aside at Israel's insistence, and other bits which Israel wants will go ahead. So the main aim is to disenfranchise, to disempower, to destroy all possibilities of a Palestinian state, and to expel the Palestinian population from Gaza and from the West Bank. Israel's been doing this since 1948. It's been stealing Palestinian land every day, and this resolution will give them cover to continue to do that day by day, week by week, as they have in the past. And in fact, in the last 20 months, they have accelerated this dispossession of Palestinians from their land. We've just had the olive harvest, for example, take place, where Palestinians gather their olives from their olive groves. And the Israeli settlers across the West Bank have been attacking people or attacking Palestinians, in fact attacking supporters of Palestinians who have been there to try and deflect these attacks on Palestinians from Israeli settlers. They have made life a real misery, and that what I'm saying is that process is accelerating now under the cover of the genocide that's going on in Gaza, and that's continuing to go on in Gaza despite the ceasefire.
Despite the vague wording on Palestinian statehood, many major European and Arab countries said they were willing to compromise in order to extend the truce and to feed and protect the 2.2 million Palestinians in Gaza. Should we take this as a good sign, or is that something that should be a given?
Well, it should be a given that, protecting people from who are living under a military occupation from the cruelty and the depravity of the occupying power should be a given. But I think these countries lack the political will to stand firmly with Palestine and reject what the US and Israel are trying to force on Palestinians. I think it's going to require those Western leaders and Arab leaders to be forced to do the right thing by their population. So here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, the movement here is determined to force our government to do the right thing, because our government is not and will not do it without being forced to do it.
After the vote, Hamas rejected what it described as an imposed international guardianship mechanism and insisted it will not disarm. Do you think Hamas will ever willingly disarm? And if so, what would it take?
No, they won't willingly disarm until there is a free Palestine and peace based on justice for Palestinians. No, they won't disarm. And why should they disarm? This would be like calling on Hamas to disarm is like calling on the French resistance to disarm in the face of the Nazi occupation of France during the Second World War. Well, Palestinians are not going to disarm in the face of the illegal Israeli occupation of their land. And that was confirmed by the International Court of Justice in July 2024, when they said Israel's occupation of the occupied Palestinian territories was illegal and gave Israel 1 year to get out of those areas. Israel, of course, has ignored that. But the really important point here is that, once again, it is the people of the world that will be holding our governments to account to force them to allow for Palestinian self-determination.
Do Hamas have a point when they say they don't want the guardianship of the Board of Peace provided by US President Donald Trump?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, why should Palestinians accept leadership or governance or imposed authority by anyone else? By Israel, by the US, by the international community? Palestinians deserve the right to self-determination that is their birthright. And what needs to happen is the Israeli apartheid state needs to be dismantled to allow the formation of a Palestinian government in Palestine from the river to the sea, where everybody has equal rights. Well, people don't have equal rights there at the moment. We have a system of racial supremacy based on Jewish supremacy in Palestine. That has to be replaced by equal rights for everybody.
That was Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa co-chair John Minto on the UN Security Council voting 13-0 in favour of Donald Trump's latest plan for peace in Gaza, and why he believes it's the latest attempt by many in the West to colonise the region.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.